Rabosai, we're going to turn now to Daf Beis Amud Beis, which is nice, you know, that we're making some progress. In fact, I'm hoping that we'll actually make progress and get to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and make a Siyum on Daf Beis Amud Beis. Okay. Now, the Gemara established on Daf Beis Amud Aleph that with regard to Kodshim, as opposed to Gittin, we have a principle called Staman Lishma. And the Gemara wants to ask now Minolan, and asking two questions. This is about 10 lines down on Daf Beis Amud Beis. And the Gemara wants to know, what is the source for this principle called Staman Lishma in Kodshim? And what's the source for rejecting that principle in Gittin and saying that in Get, Staman is Shalolishman? So first, the Gemara makes an attempt at finding a source for Staman Lishman in our Mishnah. Well, no, I have a drink. It's just that this one fly for the last 2 hours has been really bothering me. It's just non-stop, just keeps going. I don't know why he likes me so much, and he especially likes my tea, I think. Okay. So the Gemara thinks that our Mishnah says what? It says, Kol Hazvakim Shenizvu Shelo Lishman. Right? If it's Shelo Lishman, we have a problem. Apparently, if it was Stoma, it would be okay. Otherwise, it should have said Kol Hazvakim Shelo Nizvehu Lishman would be. I'm going to use the word puzzle in a general sense. So the Gemara says that you can't maintain that diuk, because if you're going to maintain that diuk consistently, you're going to get in trouble with a Mishnah in Git, because in Get everybody agrees that Staman is Shelo Lishman. And what does it say in Get? In Get it says the exact same lashon as it says here by Kodshim. And it says, "Kol haget shenichtav shelo l'shem ish apostle." And it doesn't say that if it wasn't written l'shema ish it's apostle. So your diuk was, it doesn't say in our Mishnah that if you didn't have a machshavas l'shema it's apostle, implying that stumble l'shema. Well, you're gonna come to the same diuk exactly in the Mishnah Gittin, because the Mishnah doesn't say that if it wasn't written Lishma it's possible. The Mishnah says if it was written Shalol Lishma it's possible. So apparently the language of the Mishnah of Shalol Lishem or Shalol Lishma, that doesn't prove anything. And therefore we have to find a different source. So the Gemara tries its hand at a Mishnah in Psachim. The Mishnah in Psachim has a case of Lishman v'Shalol Lishman. And the Mishnah says, Ketzad, what's that case? Where it's possible, it's L'shem Pesach and L'shem Shlomim. So the Gemara says, Taima, Diyomer, L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomim. Now the problem here in this Korban Pesach, what possible is it because he had these two machshavas in mind, L'shem Pesach, L'shem Shlomim. Ha, we can be medayik from that if he had L'shem Pesach, Ustama, then it would be kosher. So let's say he started with the machshava of l'shem Pesach. So when does it become a problem if he ends with a machshava of l'shem Shlomim? Because again, we're talking about Pesach Bizmano. So Pesach Bizmano, Shalol l'shma passes the Korban Pesach. And if he has in mind l'shem Shlomim, that passes the Korban Pesach. Even though he started with the l'shem Pesach. What would have been had he started with l'shem Pesach and then he went on to Stama? And he didn't have a definite kavana of l'shem shlom, and then the carbon would have been kosher. So you see that stam l'shma. So Gemara says, no, that's no proof because kala osal das rishono osal. Since he started the avoda with a kavana l'shma, then we assume, even in case of stam, that he continues and he completes the avoda with the l'shma. Until after all this, the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion towards the end of the Amud that we have a Mishnah later on that says L'shem Shisha Dvarim HaZevach Nizbach, and Rabbi Yossi advocates in favor of encouraging the Kohanim not to have any Kavanah at all. And the Gemara asks, well, if you're going to require Kavanah L'shma, how could Rabbi Yossi, through the principle of Tanai Bezdin, How could he undermine what the Torah requires for a kosher karban? And even if he has no kavana lishma, the karban will be kosher. And therefore, he pushes the kohanim and says to them, don't have any kavana. I don't want you to mess up with the kavana shalol lishma. Better that you have no kavana whatsoever. How can you be machshish such a kavana? And the answer must be that stavan lishma. Now the Gemara switches it around and wants to know, how do you know the opposite is true? That in the case of get, stoma is shalol lishma. Okay, v'gabi get the stoma posel minat minol. So does everybody have the place? It's about six lines up from the bottom of Beis Amid Beis. You see, I told you that I wanted to get to Daf Gimel Amid Aleph today, so I had to do a quick job on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. On Daf Beis Amid Beis. That's what you call stacking the cards. Okay, v'gabi get the stoma posel minolon. How do you know that stoma lishman doesn't apply to get, but on the contrary, stoma is posel? So now the Gemara embarks on an investigation of a whole train of Mishnayos in Gittin, and until it gets to the final proof, it rejects each proof that stoma is kishalolishman in get. And a get in a stoma situation is possible. Elam, if you'll tell me, mehad esnan, we have a Mishnah in Gittin on Dafkov Dalit. A man wants to be Megarish's wife, and he passes through a place where the Sofrim are writing Gittin. Haya over b'shuk, right? You know, every area has its own members of a certain collar. You know, they wear a certain collar. What do you say?
Specialty,
right? So you have the, you know, there's a shuk for tabachim, and there's a shuk for Mokrei Ksus, and the shuk for food, you know, the food shuk, the food court. Now we act to the Sofrim shuk. Okay, there's a certain area where the Sofrim used to get together. And lo and behold, he hears that the Sofer, in this case, is declaring, he's screaming out with his foghorn, Ish Ploni, Geresh Plonis, Mimokum Ploni, that I have a get in which the following man, and he mentions his name, we'll call him Reuven ben Yaakov, and the following woman, we'll say it's Leah Bas Lavan, you know, is Mimokum Ploni from a certain area. And lo and behold, this guy who's planning to divorce his wife, he says, wow, I hit payday here. I won the lottery because Zeshmi v'Zeshem Ishti. You know, my name happens to be Reuven ben Yaakov, and my wife's name happens to be Leah Bas Lavan. Again, I don't know how many, that's not a good example. I don't know how many women around today have the name Bas Lavan. I hope there aren't too many, although, I know somebody told me that in certain circles the name Nimrod is very popular. Nimrod was the worst Rosh who ever lived. I mean, mamash, worse than the Shoah, you know. But anyway, so we'll come up with some more common names. Let's say, Reuven ben Yaakov might become a common, but then we'll say Leah Bas Avram, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, he heard a more common name. Well, maybe it wasn't even so common, but anyway, he said Zeshmi Vizushem Ishti. So I want to use this get, and he feels very lucky that Zeshmi Vizeshem Ishti for two reasons. First of all, the get is already prepared, so you know he can divorce his wife immediately. But probably he's going to get a slash price for it, because when you commission the sofer to write the get on your behalf, you know, he charges you a steep price for that. But if he's already written the get, and you know he wants to point it off on someone, let's say the original Reuven and Leah somehow dropped out, you know, they decided that, you know, let's make Shalom Bayis, but now lo and behold, he's got a new client here, Reuven and Leah, so he's going to charge him half price. And the Mishnah says posel agarish bo. The Gemara says in such a case the get is posel. Now, why should the get be possible? Look at the get, and you'll see it's got the exact names.
So you can't tell me the lack of shemos. You know, the shemos in a get are very critical. And that's called the Toref HaGet. The Toref HaGet means there's certain parts of the get that are less important, but the Toref HaGet has Shem Ish, Shem Ish, and Shem HaMakom. And it's perfect. You know, this get, if you didn't know the story of how and why this get was written, you would have said that's a perfect get. So why is it possible? And the answer is that it's lacking in what? Lishma, right? We have a Chisaron of Lishma. It wasn't written for the sake of this layer. And was it written for the sake of another layer? So the Gemara at this point assumes that it wasn't written for any specific layer. Meaning the Sofer was hoping, not the way I said it to you before, but he was hoping to find someone by the name of Reuven out there who's married to someone by the name of Leah out there, who decided to divorce his wife. So he had this kind of like open-minded, you know, non-committal kind of lishma, where that would include any Rachel, any Reuven, and any Leah. And he lucked out, because lo and behold, there's a Reuven with that name, and a Leah with that name, and they want to get divorced. So that's called stoma. Stoma means where he had an open mind, hoping for a Reuven and a Leah that would fit the bill, and they have all the names perfect, and the name of the place also. It's a big metropolis, you know. And yet the get is possible. What conclusion do I derive from the fact that the get is possible? That stoma is possible in get. If you have this general, all-encompassing makshava, that's not called lishma. Lishma has to be for a specific Reuven and a specific Leah. So the Gemara says, you're right, that Mishnah would, in and of itself, be a proof that stoma is possible in get, except for one problem. That Rav Papa has a very definite interpretation of that Mishnah. Why did the Mishnah tell me a story about how you over Bashuk and the Sofrim were writing a get and they yelled out the following names? Kidrav Huna, the Omer of Huna, Hacha. I'm going to add two words. Hacha Bavai Askinon. Bisofrim Hasuyim Lislamed Askinon. Why was there a Shuk of Sofrim? They were apprentices, if that's the correct word in English, I don't know. And they were studying how to write a get. And they were testing the grounds and writing the get this way and that way. And I guess there was probably some sort of supervisor who was critiquing them and making sure that they wrote the get properly. And therefore, says the Gemara, these are the key four words. Velo nichtav, velo ichtav, or ichtuv, I guess, lishum krisus klal. The Gemara is making the following distinction. There's something called stoma, and there's something called shelo nichtav l'shem gerishin klal. The purpose of writing the get was exercise. It's like when we did the basic training, so we had what's called imunim, right? Of course, for some reason, my mefaked decided that I have to carry two guns. An Uzi wasn't enough. I had to carry an M-Sheshes ray. The total weight was more than what I weighed at the time. I was probably about, I weighed in the army at about 125 pounds. I mean, this M-Sheshes ray, especially with the Machsaniot, I mean, it really bogged me down. And then the mefaked didn't understand when we went for a masa of a plugav 101 chayalim. Why was I number 101, and I could hardly hear him? We were so far apart. He was at the head of the masais at the end. Till finally, I told him, "Listen, laws up it. I was 34 years old. I had just made aliyah, and you're giving me two guns to carry that weigh more than I do. Like, go easy on me." You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so getting back to the sugya here, there's something called Shalo L'shem Gerishin Klal. This is not the case where he had in mind when he wrote the get that this would be a get kosher for anyone with the following name. If we get lucky, we locate, you know, they probably, you know, they put it on a blog or something, who's a Reuven married to a Leah that wants to get divorced. That's not the case. The case was an apprentice. He's doing imunim. He's learning how to write a get. They probably required about 6 months of imunim. You know, that I got away with 40 days of imunim because I was shlabet. But 6 months of imunim, he's not writing it for the sake of a get. It's shalol l'shem gerish and klal. That's not stoma kosher apostle. Stoma kosher apostle is when you write it for the purpose of get. It's l'shem gerishin. So the Gemara is saying here that whether or not stoma l'shma, stoma shalol l'shma, you can debate that from now until doomsday, but you have to grant me one thing. It's got to be l'shem gerishin. Because otherwise it's not a chefta shel get. A chefta shel get means that it was written l'shem gerishin. Does it have to be written l'shem ha'isha, or could it be written in a general sense? Okay, that's a different issue. So the havamina of this Gemara before the Gemara quoted Rav Papa was that this Mishnah was addressing a classical case of stoma. And why was it stoma? It was written for the purpose of a get when they find someone whose names fit the bill. And then the bill of divorce is going to be kosher. Comes the Mishnah and says, no, the get is possible because you can't have this general, all-inclusive kavanah l'shem gerishin of somebody who out there who has this name. You've got to have in mind that person. The Gemara rejects this proof from the Mishnah because that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. We're going to accept Rav Papa's interpretation of the Mishnah. And who is this, where was this group of Sofrim that were hanging around yelling out, the names of the Ploni and the Almonis? That was a case of Lehislamid. And Rabosai, this Gemara reminds me, this Lehislamid, of what we called, who remembers? Misasek. You remember the concept of Misasek? You've probably heard that word from me more than once. And you know, you can have a machlokas about whether it's a tzrichas kavana or lo tzrichas kavana. And maybe you'll come and say lo tzrichas kavana. But one thing I have to grant you, that even if I don't require kavana, one thing is excluded and is disqualified. What's that? Misasek. Because in the case of Misasek, he wasn't interested at all in the mitzvah. And in Gittin, the Misasek case is where he's not at all interested, the least bit interested in Gerishin. He doesn't have Gerishin in mind. The man has to make a living as a sofer, so he has to learn how to write Gittin. Probably, 6 months down the line, he'll have to learn how to write Sifrei Torah, maybe if he wants to be, wants to expand his financial job opportunities. But now he wants to get a job as a sofer in Gittin, and he's learning how to write a get. From his perspective, as far as he's concerned, once he gets his grade on the exam, he shows him the get, then rip it up into shreds. He's not interested in Gerishin. So you want to tell me that there's a ksivas get? This is not a ksivas get. A ksivas get means a ksivas chefza legerishin. He's not writing a chefza legerishin. He's going to rip it up as soon as he finishes the job. So as far as creating a get l'shem gerishin is concerned, he's a misasek. Like, for example, the Gemara says at the beginning of the second parak of Brachos, if he is learning how to write a Sefer Torah, and he happens to yell out the Kriyat Shema Bizmano, so that's not Kriyat Shema, and even if you hold Mitzvah Zayzri, that's a Misasek. So the classical case of Misasek in Kol Tarkul is Lislamid. And Lislamid means he didn't have at all an interest in the Maisek Siva. So I can debate with you from now until doomsday, as we said before, whether or not Siva and Get requires Lishma for the sake of this specific Isha, and you require an explicit Kavana, or no. All you need is for this woman, and now the names fit the person. But one thing I need a Siva L'Shem Gerishin. Siva L'Shem Gerishin means that he's writing for the purpose of Gerishin. Elamiha. Now we can turn, as I promised you, to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The next Mishnah in Gittin says the following: Yeser Alkei, meaning I'm going to tell you a bigger chiddush. Says the Mishnah, not only is Misasek in the case of Lislami, where he's not interested in creating a gerushim, is that possible? But even Kosav Legareshes Ishto, it means that Reuven the Megarish commissioned a sofer for the express purpose of writing a get to divorce his wife Leah. But v'nimlach, now he changes his mind. Now in this case, the get was written clearly l'shem gerushin. So you can't tell me that the get would be pasul because it wasn't written l'shem gerushin. It's like l'slame. This is a well-seasoned, experienced sofer who's writing a get because he was commissioned to write the get. He's clearly writing the get l'shem gerushin. Now, there are two couples that live in the same city. They both have the same names, he and she, in these both couples. And the sad news is, maybe it's a skula with those names, a problem with those names. They you know, we should take those names to Reb Chaim Kanevsky and see if they have to change their names or something. But anyway, both of these couples are having marital issues. The first couple, he commissioned the writing of the get, but in the meantime at least, Baruch Hashem, Nimlach, they got together again. The other couple is still fighting. They still want to end this marriage with divorce. Umatzo ben Iro, v'omarlo, shmi kishimcha, shem ishti kishem ishtecha. So the Mishnah is talking about a case where the get was written, and not only was it written, it was handed over to the Baal, the first Baal, the first Reuven. We'll call Reuven the first. And now Reuven the first wants to give over this get to Reuven the second, because Reuven the second is a member of the same city, has the same name as him, and his wife has the same name. Shmi kishimcha, shem ishti kishem ishtecha. And it's Ben Iro. So why shouldn't we allow the second Reuven to avail himself of a get that's already been written? It's really worthless from the first Reuven's perspective, but it could be, you know, it could save the second Reuven a lot of time, hassle, and money. Says the Mishnah, Pasul Agarishbo, which means that Stoma is Shalol Lishma. Even though the get was clearly written l'shem gerushin, but there's still a problem. The second Reuven can't use it for the second Leah in his marriage situation because it wasn't written specifically for that Baal and for that Isha. And Stoma is Shalo Lishma. Everybody have it?
Yep.
So the Gemara says no. Stoma is Lishma. But this get is worse than Stoma. Paradoxical statement of the Gemara. Dilma Shani Hasam. Why is this Mishnah talking about a case that's worse than Stoma? De intak lei l'shem gerishin dehahu. I mean, the key word is dehahu. That's the word you want to emphasize. Stoma is kosher. That's not true, but in the adversary of the Gemara, the devil's advocate here, even if it was written stoma, meaning l'shem gerushin, for any Reuven and any Leah that comes along, that get would be kosher. This get is a problem. Why? Exactly. It was commissioned by Reuven the first for the sake of Leah the first. That's a mafkia. That's already shalom l'shma. So in other words, we basically have three cases of get. We have the case of a get that wasn't written l'shem gerushin klal. We have the case of a get that was written on the other extreme, l'shem any isha that fit the bill, their names are appropriate. And that indeed might be kosher. In the middle case, we have a get that A was written l'shem gerushin, but not with a stoma, not for the sake of any Reuvenage, but rather for the sake of this Reuven. That's already considered shalom l'shma. Because vis-a-vis the second Reuven, who's married to the second Leah, this get is shalom l'shma. But enochinami, if the sofer had not been commissioned by the first Reuven and the first Shimon, but rather he had a general understanding of any Reuven and any Leah who comes along, That would be mistoma. That would be kosher. So now the Gemara has a third Mishnah. The Elameha. The Mishnah then goes ahead and says that mistoma in get is possible. What's the case? Yes, or Al Kain, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Yeshlo shtei noshim. A man is married to two women. I don't know whether to add Yashikoyach or Nevach. You know, usually it's a Nevach. You know, in Shas, I mean, there's so many stories about being married to two women. It's a tzara gedol. Anyway, not only did he marry two women, apparently he has an attraction to women with a certain name. They both have the same name, and that itself is a little bit tricky. But to be married to two women is enough of an issue. But then they both have the same name.
You can't ever make a mistake.
What do you say?
Can't ever make a mistake when you call.
That's right. Whoever shows up, you know, when he calls, that's fine. You know, because, so he really expands his opportunity of getting served very well. Okay. So now what happens? Kosav legarish es hagdola. He decides that he's had it with the Gedola. You know, they've been together for a long time. Genugshein. Is lo yigarish bo es haktana. Now, for some reason, the Mishnah uses the language lo yigarish bo, but it really means that the get is possible if he decides to change his mind and stick to the old, you know, tried and true, well-experienced wife, and get rid of the younger wife. You know, she's too much of a whippersnapper. You know, I want to get rid of her. And the get is possible. The Gemara says that this is called stum. And the Gemara rejects it. Dil l'shayni yocha d'intiklei l'shem gerishin d'ahi.
It's exactly what previous guys.
So what was the hama meaning here? You don't have to be a rocket scientist to reject this Mishnah as a proof for Stama Lishma. We just finished saying that Stama Lishma means he had a general Kavanah L'Shem Gerishin of any names that fit. Here, he was commissioned to write the get, and specifically for this, we'll call it Leah the First, Leah the Gedola. Now he wants to use the get for Leah the Ketana? That's Shalom Lishma. That's not a case of Stama. What was the Gemara thinking over here? What progress have we made? So Rashi says a gevaldige chiddush. Rashi says the adifa mikamaisa. This is line 3. This case in the Mishnah where he has both a gedola and a ketana with the same name is better than the previous case where there were two Ruvains and two Leahs. The hocha chad gavra. What's common?
The same husband.
So there was a lishma vis-a-vis Reuven. The problem is that there are two layers. So the Mishnah wants to be machadish that the lishma that was supplied by the name of the Baal is not sufficient to be machshir the get. I need a lishma with regard to the Shema Isha. Frankly speaking, Rashi's making a brilliant point, but I still don't understand why it's relevant. Meaning, as far as the Isha is concerned, we have a Shalom Lishma. Was there a Havamina perhaps that the get could be kosher because of the Kiyum of Lishma and the Shema Habal? Maybe. I can grant you that. But that's not relevant to our Sugya because our Sugya is talking about the Din of Stama. And this Mishnah, even if you tell me that there was a Havamina I could be Machsheh to the get, that's because of Lishma vis-a-vis the Shema Habal. But that has nothing to do with mistama. Mistama means a case where the get wasn't designated for anyone. And in this case, the get was designated both for the Baal and the Isha. Now you want to know if the get is Lishma or not? Okay. I hear Yesh Lachar on the one hand is Lishma vis-a-vis the Baal. It's the same Reuven. But on the other hand, maybe it's not fully Lishma because we need Lishem Ha'isha, and here it was Lishem Agdola, not Lishem Aktana. But what I'm missing here in this Rashi is why is this called Stom? What makes this into a case of Mistom? Does anybody have anything to say over here?
Well, maybe it will lead up to the next situation.
Ah. So the Sfasemis wants to say that even though the Baal had in mind one particular layer, namely the Gedola, the Sofer was a smart aleck. He wants to expand his possibilities. He doesn't want to get a cancellation on this commission. So he has in mind, well, you know what? I'm writing it for Leah. Which Leah? Any Leah. If the Baal decides to go through with the get for Leah the Gedola, that's fine. If he decides to change his mind and he wants to get for Leah the Ketana, that's also fine. I'm going to have in mind, I'm not going to commit myself. The Sofer is really very, what word am I looking for? He's very, diplomatic about it, or very clever about it. He's going to decide, I want to expand my possibilities. Now, he doesn't know that the Baal is going to check out and decide to divorce the Ketana, but he realizes that there's such a possibility. The other Achronim say that the Sofer was not even aware of the fact that he had a second wife, and certainly he didn't know that she had the same name as the Gedola. But if you go with the Sfas-Emes' approach, then at least I can begin to understand where the element of Mistama comes into this equation. The Gemara rejects this, and the Gemara says, "Shani Hasam de Intakle L'Shem Gerusin Dahi." In other words, I'm sorry, did I read the wrong line?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Just 1 second. Dilma Shani, I mean the integral Lashem Gershon Dahi. Yeah, I read the right line. Okay? In other words, that the commission here was for one specific Leah, and the get was written for that specific Leah. So as far as that Leah is concerned, we have Shalom Lishma Manish. It's not Stoma, but it's Shalom Lishma. In other words, the Gemara now rejects the premise, according to Sfas-Emes in the Habamina, that the Sofer had some sort of general slistoma kind of machshava that it would be for one of those two layers, which means that A, he calculated that maybe the Baal changed his mind, and two, the Baal has two wives with the same name, and therefore Leah in his mind was Leah Stam. The Gemara rejects that and say the Intakle means he has in mind one specific Leah because he was commissioned for that Leah.
What does that mean about what if he did do it?
So according to Sfas-Emes, it would seem that if the Sofer went ahead and he had this general kavanah of whichever Leah is going to follow through with whichever Leah, then that would be a case of mistah. And would it be good or would not? That depends on this shakal v'tari in the Gemara until finally we prove at the end of the day from another Mishnah that you need stoma is not a good kavanah. I wanted to suggest the following, a little bit of a twist on the Sfas-Emes, and perhaps you could say the following. Who generates Lishma in Get? Is it the Sofer? That's the premise we've been operating with. Or is it the Baal? The Sofer is an extended arm of the Baal. He's the agent of the Baal. He'll do whatever the Baal tells him. So the Gemara in the Havamina thought, as the Sfas-Emes says, that the Sofer is a very cunning, clever guy. He knows, he's aware of the fact that the Baal has what? Has a second wife with the same name. And he takes into calculation that maybe he'll decide to divorce the second wife. He just can't tolerate the bigamy. Or maybe they instituted a new law in the country against bigamy. So once they pass that law, he's got to get rid of one of them. So, you know, right now, he's thinking, I had enough of the Gedola. But the Sofer, realized that maybe if he's got to get rid of one of them, he'll decide to get rid of the Ketana. And he had this Machshava Stam, that was the Havamina. Could be, I'm just suggesting, that the Maskana of Intakle Lahi means that Lishma is not generated by the Sofer, but rather by the Baal. Because the Sofer is not, what does it say in the Pasuk? The Kasav law Sefer Krisus. It's not referring to the Sofer. It's referring to the Pasuk. It's referring to the Baal. And Tosfos says that since the Sofer got a tzivui from the Baal, he was commanded, therefore, he writes the get on behalf of the Baal. He's a shliach of the Baal.
That's if he has no doubt, but if he has a different doubt from the Bible, it was confused.
So that's what I'm suggesting, that it could be that the sofer doesn't have any das. See,
that would be fine. I mean, it's like the coin, which we say, when you shochet for whatever the Baal intended.
Right, right.
But if the Baal said right for the big one, he thought he heard for the little one.
Well, I know what he heard, but he made a calculation. Let's have in mind, even the that was his mistama. So what I'm suggesting is the maskat of interclay. See, I don't know, when it says interclay, I don't know, you have the art scroll translation, but the Hebrew translation that I have says, nitak get ze mishar noshim. In other words, the get itself was excluded from anyone other than Leah the Gedola.
Yeah, that's Rashi's lashon in the first interclay as well.
Oh, so if the get itself is excluded, I don't know that the Gemara is saying that the sofer excluded. Then the Gemara is really completely throwing out the Havamina, you know, of the clever, cunning sofer of the Sfasevnis. You know what I'm saying? You could write a book called The Clever, Cunning Sofer of the Sfasevnis. And now what the Gemara is saying is that no, he's not so clever. And he didn't really have this in mind. I'm just suggesting a slightly, you know, alternate pshat in the Maskon of Interclay, Lahi, that what the Gemara is rejecting now is not the cleverness and the cunning of the sofer. You're right, the sofer might have had a stoma. You know, if you would ask him, you know, what do you have in mind? Maybe you come up psychologically with this answer. But that's not how the halacha operates. The interclay means, why was the get set up for Leah the first? Because who generates the lishma? You know, the sofer could come up with all sorts of svaras, but that's irrelevant. Then there's a primary lishma, and the primary lishma, who's in the driver's seat, who has the sovereign power, the control of lishma? It's the Baal. And therefore, since the Baal had at that point decided that he would be Megaresh the Gedola, then the get is written lishma for the sake of the Gedola. And that's a Gemalga Chiddush that the Gemara wants to come up with in the Maskan. And the Havamina, the Gemara says it's Lestoma, and the Gemara's right, because Lashitasa, the Gemara thinks that the sofer is going to determine the lishma, and if he, the sofer, generates the lishma, then this is a case of mistama, because as the Sfasevnis says, the sofer is very clever, wants to open up all possibilities. But lamaskana could be the Gemara just completely rejects the underlying premise of the Havamina and is machadish that this get and its lishma is determined by the Baal, and the Baal had a definite decision that he wanted to divorce his first wife.
Who's the verb kosav going there? The case is based on the kosav Hashem. Are we saying the Baal is among them?
Right, because the Torah says for kosav law that the Baal has the right to get. And since the Baal has written the get for the purpose of what? Of the Gedola, the Gemara says, forget about the sofer. He might be the stoma, but there was a depth. Again, maybe I'm going a little too far. Maybe I could say that, you know, if you have what if you have a get that was written with two different lishmas? One was the stoma and one was intakle for the sake of one. So the Gemara thinks that the sofer is primary. You know, kol d'olam govar here would mean the sofer is govar, and he sets up the lishma. He had a stoma, and the Gemara says no. The one who's primary is the Baal is govar, and he determines ultimately the complexion of the lishma. Yeah, Michael.
Is the sofer a shliach of the Baal?
I think so.
So. Taking a different case, if somebody says to a shliach, go to such and such a city because I want to marry Rachel Bas Reuben,
right. And
he knows who he wants to marry, and the shliach goes and finds a Rachel Bas Reuben, but it's actually a different Rachel Bas Reuben, and he does what he has to do.
He's married to the one he wants to be married.
Who?
Well, no, again, he's not married to any of them, actually, in this case, because the one that he wanted to marry never received the kedushin.
Right,
but I'm saying he's certainly not married to the second.
Right.
In fact, the Gemara in Gittin goes even a step further. There's something called Shinui. If he wanted the shliach to marry her in the aliyah up on the second floor, and the shliach found her in the first floor, then the get is not a get. Or in kedushin also, the kedushin would be chal. Then the Gemara has a whole svara that, let's say, he sends the get to a certain city, and the shliach finds the isha in a different city. Even in that case, the get is not chal.
Really?
if the Baal, as you say, is in charge, he's the prime mover of this get.
Of the get.
Right. Then can he possibly get by changing his mind? In other words, if he said he wanted to divorce his wife, then before anything happened, the get was written, and then before anything happened, he decided he was not going to divorce his wife.
That's the first line of the law. The truth is
that if not for the Mishnah, if you would have asked me, I would have said the get is possible once he decides he's not divorcing his wife. The Mishnah doesn't seem to be assuming so. The Mishnah assumes that the get per se would be kosher if he would only decide to go back to his original position.
That's what I was going to ask. In other words, even if he decided then again he was going to divorce her again, would he have to write another get?
So again, if you would have asked me before I learned the Mishnah, I would say he has to write a whole new get. But the Mishnah seems to be operating with a whole different premise, and for that we'd really have to learn Masechta Gittin. What happens if a man changes his mind about the Gerushim, but then he changes his mind about his changing of the mind, and he goes back to his original position, his original mindset, and he wants to divorce the Gedola? Here in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where he changes his mind, and he's not going to divorce the Gedola, he's going to divorce the Ketana. And the Gemara thinks that Lechora, without this Mishnah, the get is kosher. He decided he's not marrying the Gedola, so what? He has a get that's written for the Ketana, because the names are perfect. Both of them have the same name. So Gemara says, no, but you're lacking in Lishma. So the Gemara thought, nah, I mean, you're lacking Lishma because of Stoma Lishma. I mean, Stoma Lav Lishma. The Gemara says, no, Stoma is Lishma, but here the Baal commissioned the Sofer to write it for the sake of Leah the First, Leah the Gedola, and therefore it's Shalom Lishma. This is Shalom Lishma. It's not Stoma, it's Shalom Lishma. Now, why is it considered Shalom Lishma? So either you could go without the Sfas Emes and say that the Sofer had in mind one layer, not the other, or you could say that maybe what the Gemara has in mind is that the Baal now determines whether or not it's Lishma, and the Baal had it written for the sake of the Gedola. Okay, now what happens in the case of a man who's married to two women with the same name, and he commissions a Sofer to write the get, but he hasn't decided which of the two women he wants to divorce? That would seem to be a case of stoma. So that's what the Gemara says now. Elame ha. Let's take the next Mishnah. Yeser al kain, ama le lav lo ksov, meaning ksov li get. Uli Eze She'erza Agarish Bo, and I'll decide which of these two women who both have the same name I will divorce. Let me decide later on what happens now. What's that called in Shas? When you want to decide later on what happens now? Brera, that's called Brera. And Brera means I could do a Maisa that's undefined, unspecified. Now we could talk about stem cells and give that example of Brera. And then we're going to differentiate and we're going to define the Maisa later on. But the only problem is, a decision later on might not be meaningful or valid in a halachic world because we've got to get the Maisa, the original Maisa, to be active and to be valid. If you don't so you know, what concept now comes to mind? Also a Shas concept. If you want something later to determine something at a time earlier. Lemafreya, right. So now we have another issue here. So we have, you know, the sugya of Brera can really hinge on two different questions. One question is whether or not a later decision has any impact on an undefined, unspecified decision that came earlier. And secondly, I feel in Tim Salomar's decision down the line was meaningful, even though he started with an undefined decision. But nevertheless, we have to introduce the question of Mafreya. When you have a Maisa that's undefined and therefore cannot generate any Chalos in its time, can you do something later that would work retroactively to activate and validate what you did in an earlier time period? But be that as it may, we're talking about Lishma. And I'm going to have to assume here that the Sofer had the same indecisive Lishma as the Baal. It's almost with the Kal V'chomer. If the Baal was indecisive about which one he wants to get rid of, then Kol Shekein, how much more so that the Sofer had no way of knowing whom he's divorcing, correct? And therefore, what kind of machshava would the Sofer have in this case? Clearly a mistama. And Rabosai, when you see this Gemara, like everything lights up here. It's like the Urim V'Tumim. I mean, everything fits into place here because all of a sudden I see that the Mishnah is addressing the case of Mistama. This is mamish a case of mistam. And it really disappointed me. It was like a big letdown to me emotionally when the Gemara drops the ball and says, no, this is not a proof. This is not mistoma. And rack your brains and try to figure out why this isn't mistoma. I'm going to be the fighter over here. I'm insisting that this is a case of mistoma. He doesn't know which of the two women he's divorcing. Either one is fine. You decide at the end, and that's okay. Forget about Breiru. I'm just saying, isn't this a case of mistoma? Meaning, you need a lishma in the get. You're going to tell me, well, this is not a lishma. Why isn't it a lishma? He had a mistoma. It's much like the case of a sofer who, in order to save time and money, he writes up a get, and he writes up a whole slew of gittin, and the reason he does so is because he wants to... Oh, I just thought of a great word. Now, I'm not art school, but let's see if art school came up with this word. Template. That's a gewaltige word. Do you know what a template is? Sure. So, a sofer is going to write a template. You know, because why? He wants to save himself time and money. He mass produces his gittin. Again, he goes to the who's who list to see which names are popular, you know what I'm saying? Or he may know that intuitively. And it's great. You know, he's got some extra spare time on his hands. So he makes a template get. The Gemara actually is going to talk about template get a little bit later on in the sugya with regard to Toref and Tofes, right? Because you're allowed to write a template get for the Tofes get, because that's not the part that needs lishma. So your get has 12 lines to it, so plenty of the lines are just, you know, to embellish the get and so forth and so on, but they're not the gufo shel get, you know, that needs lishma. So the gufo shel get is called the Toref. We'll see exactly what comprises the Toref. But even if this sofer wants to write a get lishma in a stoma situation so that he expands his opportunities, and not only that, the Baal himself is perplexed. He doesn't know which of the two women he wants to divorce. This mamish is lishma. This is mamish stoma. It's the case of stoma. So that's why I say I was perplexed as to why the Gemara would reject this. It's like mamish, a beautiful proof that mistoma is possible in get.
That's the conclusion.
Right, but the conclusion is that this is no right. And this Mishnah of a person who hasn't yet, what's the language of the Mishnah, le'ezesh eretz agarishbo, that is not a proof of mistoma. No, the Gemara is going to now work very hard to break up the analogy between A, eze ishesh es garishbo, and B, stop.
Because of Breva?
Because of Breva.
Well, isn't Brera the exact mirror image of mistoma? So it means I don't have to know in advance. And Brera is I do. So the fact that Gemara now is saying that the reason it's not good is because of Brera,
right.
It's telling you that mistoma is not good. It's answering the
question. All right, so why is the Gemara rejecting this? You know, in other words, there are two ways of saying why this get is possible. One is to say ain't Brera, the other is to say stoma is possible. But they're both, you know, there's only a semantical difference here. You know, you can say the same thing in two ways. You can say that an undefined lishma is not a lishma. That's called ein breira. Everything has to be defined. If I take a neder, you know, that the next woman who walks in this door is also alive, a konam, that's called breira, because I don't have any clue who's going to, you know, yiftacha, who's going to come into the door. And you could say that an undefined das is not considered a das, and in kavana lishma, that's not considered lishma, or you can call it mistama. I mean, every case of mistama, by definition, is ein breira. If you hold like that, mind the Omer says ein breira. And not only that, I mean, is the Gemara now saying that, you know, I can defend, or shall I say, I can deflect this proof if I hold ein breira. But if I hold yesh breira, then elchinami, I've proven to you conclusively that stomach is lishma. I mean, that would be strange. I mean, the psak halacha on this universal issue of brera that's negeya to five sugyas and shas, if not 50 sugyas and shas. I don't know. You have to look up the encyclopedia Talmudit on the brera. He'll give you a list of all the cases and shas of brera. The man says he's got tevel in front of him, right? So he wants to be mafresh truma. He's got a lug yayin. So he doesn't know which yayin he wants to be mafresh. So he wants to drink from this wine in such a way that it's not tevel. So he needs hafreshes truma. He doesn't know which part of the yayin he wants to be mafresh. So he makes a general statement and he says, you know what?
I'm going to drink this wine. You know, I get from this massive amount of yain, I'm going to drink this amount, a small amount. And tomorrow I'll decide which of the yain I want to be mafresh is true. So one by the other says yesh breira. And what he decides tomorrow turns out to be a hafrashal mafreya, so that what he drank from was not tevel chas v'shalom, but was chulin. And the other man, the other says, ain't breira. He's drinking tevel, because there's no hafrashal that can be determined later on, the mafreya. So now we have this universal machlokas. The Gemara has it also in Beitza with regard to Erevin, you know, which Suda will be in Koveya for the Erev Tchumen and this and that. I don't know, all over Shas you have Brera. In the Dharam you have Brera coming out of your ears. And now you're going to tell me, well, the Gemara here in Zvachim, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, is finally adopting a major position with regard to this Sugya, namely Ein Brera. And if Ein Brera, then for some reason, I don't know anything about stom. So again, I'm asking two questions here. Let's differentiate. The first question I'm asking is the real question. So what if Ein Breira? So if Ein Breira, therefore, you have no proof that this is stoma shelo lishma. And secondly, what happens if I hold Yesh Breira? Then you're going to tell me that stoma lishma. Because Yesh Breira. I mean, is that what you're telling me? So now the Gemara is taking a position that Ein Breira. So again, the word of the Gemara is dilma. So maybe the dilma goes on the Ein Breira, meaning I want to work out a proof that would satisfy even the Man Diomar who holds universally in Shas, Ein Breira. And this proof is not a good proof, because the reason why this Lishma is possible is because of Ein Breira. But is the Gemara agreeing at least to the fundamental assumption that we're talking about Stom? We're just saying that Stom is possible because of Ein Breira. But if I hold Yesh Breira, then Ein Afinami Stom is kosher again. Is that the way we should learn this sugya? So I wanted to point out the following, that he says the following. He quotes Rav Aaron Kotler. Okay? Rav Aaron Kotler authored a book called Mishnas Rabbi Aaron. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's most famous, by the way, I'm just telling Aga, for Shechem, Hilchus Shechem. That's Baba Basra. And Rav Aaron was wild about Hilchus Shechem. I mean, he wrote a whole book just on the laws of Shechem. It's called Mishnas Rabbi Aaron. Okay. So Rav Aaron says the following. I'm just going to read to you the summary of what he says here in the Masifta. He says, Nechluku tanoim bechol maisa shebeshas asiyos nase al dover sheinu mevurar al manas sheyochul al mashi yisbar liachar zman yesh sovrim yesh brera ukshisbar liachar zman al manas al maisa yisgala dover lemafreya shal dover zechal al maisa v'yesh sovrim ein brera v'ein moil habirur shal liachar zman el yolam omin al maisa besofek Al Ezid Dovar Hu Chal. Okay. So again, if you hold Ein Breira, then Li Olam, he says, forever and ever, Omed Al Maisa B'Sofik. Now here, again, remind me, I want to talk about the Rogachover. Because the Rogachover has two distinctly different definitions of Sofik. What is Sofik? But anyway, we'll get back to that in a minute. He says the following. So veres ha-mishnah begitin she'ein breir. So he's definitely committing this mishnah, the mishnah of le'eza she'eretz agarish, to that position called ein breir. V'alkein. Ha-mishnah poselis get she'nichtav al-menas le'garish ezo isha shel besof yirtzeh. V'afilu im stoma beget kosher. So we're holding now that, again, as certainly as a possibility, until you prove otherwise, that stoma beget is kosher. Again, ultimately we're going to have a mishnah to prove that stoma beget low kosher. But now we're maintaining, you know, the devil's advocate, as I call it, that stoma beget is kosher.
But nevertheless, this get is possible because of Ein Breira.
Even if
you touch what? Yeah, go ahead. I don't want to cut you off. Just that I when I don't have something worked out, it's like I can't, my brain doesn't think straight, you know, until I get to a certain point. He says, Sharei, me'achar shebishas ksivoso, lo haya mevurar, l'shem mi nichtav, hareze garua mistoma. Again, we're holding now that stoma is kosher get. That's always the devil's advocate here. But this get of liaison me'en she'yirtz is going to be possible because it's worse than stoma. And now I have to read the next line, but I just can't read it. I have tears in my eyes because the next line it just gets me depressed. I don't know. I'm hoping the fault is in me and not in Rabbi Kotler, but I don't have a clue. Again, does everybody see where Rabbi Aaron wants to get to? At least I'm clear about. Where is his landing point? Is his objective? He wants to say that Ein Hachinami Stoma is kosher.
Would it be
Nahavim? And all Nahavim Stoma is kosher. But this get is possible because it's worse than Stoma based on Ein Breira.
Well, that's Rashi says.
And that's Rashi. That's what he wants to say is Pshat and Rashi. I have another Pshat and Rashi, but let's understand his Pshat and Rashi. What makes Ein Breira worse than Stoma? In my mind, they're identical. So he says the following. Shekein, Shema, Bishosh Nichtav Aget, Lo Nichtav L'shem Ishazu, El L'shem Acheres.
So it's not stone.
And it's not stone. In other words, the Mishnah says, Ksovli, Li'eza she'eretz agarish. What I understood was, he hasn't decided yet which of the two women. No. Maybe he made a decision. He already has a decision. Why he didn't tell the Lavler what his decision was, like in the previous case of the Mishnah, that he wants the Gedola, not the Vesavish. That I can't answer that question. But he has made a decision. And therefore, it's worse than Mistom. Because in the case of Mistoma, there's no decision, there's no nitiya, there's no inclination in any direction, whether it's this layer or that layer. Here, there was a decision. And that decision is based on Ein Breira. Beherst HaMaisa? Mishnas Rabbi Aaron B'Kavonas Rashi.
Which chelik of Mishnas Rabbi Aaron is on?
It says Siman Dalet. I don't know. I hope it's in Masechta Zvachim, or maybe it's in Gittin. I don't know.
Siman Dalet?
Siman Dalet. That's all he writes.
Siman Dalet is called Together Ein Breira.
So that's the one you want. Okay.
It's very short. It's one page, not even.
You want to send it to the printer?
I can send it.
If you want it, right? I'm assuming that, you know, that he's reliable. You know, I live by Masifta, so I gotta hope he's reliable. Just one last second, and I'm finished. And he writes the following. Shalashitas Rashi Mevur Hetev Madua Kishikosev is a get l'shem zu Shalabisof Yisratza Lagarsha Hu Garua Mimistoma Shekain Hoysa Acheres Omedes Bishas Ksiva Lizgarish Beget Ze. Again, we don't know that for sure, but that's called Ein Breira. And therefore, there was a lishma in this get, but the trouble is, it's l'shem acheres. V'lo l'shem zu l'besof yizgarish. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe the problem here is when he's writing either to the big lachem or the small lachem, it's already sort of, he's limiting it, and therefore it's intik. It's not stama, because it's either stammer for this one or this one, but it's not really stammer in a very wide and general sense.
Yeah, but wait, Zev, I have a problem with that, because the Gemara consistently identifies Mistama with the case of one of two ladies.
You follow what I'm saying? For example, let's say the first Mishnah that we discussed where the sofer was committed for this Reuven to write the get for this Reuven and this Leah. Right? That's also very limited. And yet the Gemara identifies that as Mistamba.
Because it's intact to a specific lady.
Right.
That means he wrote it for a specific lady, so you can't transfer it to any other Rachel from the world. But in this case also, it's sort of, it's intact.
No, I assume. No, I agree with you 100%. It's limited to these two ladies. He's married to two ladies, and he's divorcing one of these two, and he's commissioning the get to be written for one of the two. Where do I argue with you, Zev? I claim that that's called mistama, even though it's limited to two, because the Gemara consistently in all these cases in Mishnayos where the issue is which of the two women he's divorcing, the Gemara identifies that as mistama. The Gemara says that in the case of Liaison Shagarishpo, if I hold a braver, that's worse than Mistoma. Says Rabbi Aaron, why? Because he had in mind the other lady. But the Gemara at no point ever raises the possibility that if he has a general Mistoma for all the ladies in the world, that's much better than a restricted Mistoma. The Gemara assumes a restricted Mistoma, but it's not specified to one woman, and it only applies to those two, that's called Mistoma. But the Gemara rejects this proof because the Gemara says the get is possible for a different reason, because he didn't mean from the get-go to divorce the Gedola, he meant to divorce the Ketana, or the other way around, it doesn't matter which.
I thought Mistama means no intent, right?
That's what I thought.
But he has intent. His intent is to divorce one of the two wives.
Ah.
So there is intent.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, that's a good point. I mean, yeah, maybe Zev, that's what you meant. But again, I don't know if we're you know, I think we're, you know, in baseball, you know, I think maybe we're rounding first base, but maybe I'll grant you second base, but we're certainly not rounding third base. Here. I mean, what Don is pointing out, maybe Zev was saying the same thing, is that Mistama means he has sort of like a general, you know, a general kavana. Here he has a kavana for one of the two women. He hasn't decided yet which of those two women.
Right.
You can't have a general kavana to divorce.
No, I'm saying the sofer. The sofer has a general kavana. Yeah, now we're talking about the sofer. So he's saying that, you know, Mistama is a little bit better than this case of Eza Shagarish, because in the case of Mistama, you know, whoever fits the bill, that's fine, but he didn't have in mind any specific woman. Here, he has in mind either Leah the first or Leah the second. And if you hold Ein Brera, then you could always choose either Leah and decide which one. Because again, the end is not going to decide the beginning. So when I go back to the beginning, I could always say, well, you know what we really had in mind was Leah the first, not Leah the second, and therefore it's worse than Mistama. Because in Mistama, it's unspecified, and therefore anyone could fit the bill. Here, since at the end, we cannot, what he decides at the end, we cannot use to determine what he had at the beginning, therefore we're going to say he had in mind the other woman. And if he had the other woman, then it's integral, and it becomes a get that was written Shalom Lishma. And this is all based on whom? On Ein Brera. Why? Because if I hold Brera, then I'm going to say, very beautifully, that at the end of the day, he decides to divorce Leah the first. And therefore, the Mafreya is Barer, that the get was written with Shmuel Hashem Leah the first. Everything is hunky dory. But if I hold Ein Brera, not only do I say Ein Brera in the sense that, you know, we cannot use Lamafreya, but I'm going to even go the other way around. I'm going to say that it's worse than stone. It's worse than zero. It's worse than a pure suffix. Why? Because in the framework of Ein Brera, I'm allowed to say that the opposite is true. That even though at the end of the day he decided for Leah the Gedola, what he really had in mind at the very beginning was Leah the Ktana. Mishosh and Nichtav, Lo Nichtav L'Shem Ishazu, El L'Shem HaCheres, the other one. That's the Chiddush of Baran. And that's how he wants to define this Gemara about Ein Brera. That Ein Brera means that, you know what? If we can't be mavared the suffix later, then we should be mavared in the opposite direction. In other words, Rav Aaron sees here, not the absence of a decision on his part, but a contradictory decision. That's why I mentioned, and I asked you to remind me, the Rogachev. The Rogachev has two different classifications of suffix.
This is the famous Rogachev about Bein Ashmoshes, which is Sofik Yom, something like that. So the Rogachev wants to say sometimes Sofik means I don't know if it's this or I don't know if it's that, but it's definitely one of the two. And sometimes Sofik means that it's both. And the Sofik is somehow from the admixture of both. Now, I don't say the Rabbaran is saying that for us. Oh, the starting mincha. So, but I think what Rabbaran's saying is that in the context of Ein Brera, it remains a kind of suffix where we're not saying it's either or, but it's saying it could be this and it could be that, even though they're mutually exclusive.
I think Rabbaran is not saying exactly what the Rabbi Shabbat is saying. And you really mean if we interpret it in
both? It's good. It's a very nice sugya. Yeah.
So what do you say? What if maybe he is holder like Rabbi Shabbat?
It's very simple. It's very simple.